NASA has given Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Services a $2.5 billion contract for IT hardware and services. The deal replaces incumbent contractor Lockheed Martin. The contract will be managed at the NASA Shared Services Center in Mississippi and will cover business, scientific, research, and computational activities. Mike Swigart is the Director of Procurement at NASA Shared Services Center. He joins us now with more information. Good morning. Thanks for joining us so late in the year now.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us what it is that you plan to accomplish with this fairly large IT contract.
Well, with the award of the ACES contract, it's part of the OCIO's initiative, I3P initiative. It's a major information technology improvement initiative that was started back in 2007. And the whole overall goal of the I3P program is to enable agency-wide collaboration through a seamless IT infrastructure, to gain efficiencies in IT infrastructure operating costs, reduce the complexity, and then improve IT security. And this is one of the five contracts that was contemplated under the I3P program. So we're pleased with the award of it just recently.
So this one will support across NASA?
That's correct. It will support all the NASA field centers and along with support contractors working on NASA field centers.
Now, you described a pretty comprehensive policy of collaboration and having a good infrastructure. What are the specific things that this contract will provide to that bigger goal?
Well, I think what this contract will provide, it's a little more comprehensive than what we had under the existing ODIN program, the successor to this. There's more offerings within the IT computing area, both mobile and desktop devices, along with multifunctional devices, smartphones, cell phones, pagers, printers. I think the offerings that are available to the end user customers are a little bit more comprehensive, and hopefully pricing will be a little bit better than what it has been in the past, and the agency will be able to realize additional savings through the work that we've done under this ACES program.
Now, we keep hearing that issue of mobility, where people are equipped with devices that are much more than phones or email devices, but really give them access to information that they need in their jobs from the agency databases and so forth. In fact, with the Consumer Electronics Show about to start, there's been 100 articles about the future of mobility. Is NASA moving to this more mobile future for its workers?
I think NASA is taking advantage of the technology and the improvements in mobile devices, and being able to use those devices to improve the performance of our overall mission. So I think that's a correct.
Okay, and Mike Swigart we're speaking with. He's Director of Procurement at NASA Shared Services Center. And so the average, say, scientist at one of the scientific centers at NASA, what can they expect to get out of this contract? What's going to be delivered to them?
Well, I think what they can expect a variety of different options under this contract. They'll be able to buy some standard desktop offerings, up to being able to build individual devices that meet their scientific computing needs. This could be building desktop devices. It could be a mobile laptop device. And there'll be different offerings under different mobile telephones, smartphones offerings. So I think the scientists and the engineer out in the field will see a greater variety of offerings and the ability to customize their device, their desktop device, to meet their individual engineering and scientific needs at the desktop level.
And how about cybersecurity? How does that all figure into this new contract?
I think through a centralized model, going to a more centralized IT infrastructure program, one of the overall goals is to improve IT security across the agency. And I think by centralizing, activities within the I3P program, there'll be a greater emphasis and greater commonality and improvement in the IT security posture.
And there's a lot of initiatives coming from the Office of Management and Budget that they want all agencies to do with respect to IT. One of those, for example, is consolidating data centers, making a few of them. And there were 25 points that came out just a couple of weeks ago from OMB, from the CIO of the federal government. Does this contract help NASA fulfill those mandates?
I think this contract, I think the I3P program in itself is part of that, and the data center element of the I3P program is certainly looking at that. This contract itself does not have data storage in it. It's part of the I3P program, but not part of the ACES contract itself. The ACES contract is more geared towards the services required for desktop computing. Looking at more of the devices, the mobile devices, the desktop devices, but the data centers themselves are another tower within the I3P program, but not part of the ACES program itself.
This program is for use by the CIOs and those technical offices at and similar offices at NASA. It's, in other words, it's not something that individual end users will order against, like, say, a NASA soup type of contract.
So the individual users, the individual offices, be it a business office or an engineering office at NASA, will get their desktop computing requirements off this contract. So they will be ordering their individual PDA devices or their desktop computing or their cell phones, their laptops from this particular contract. So there will be use by the individual offices, be it whether it's an administrative office or an engineering office within NASA. So it's not strictly within the CIO's offices.
Okay, and it sounds like this is a good way to get that conversion done to Windows 7 that a lot of people are kind of anxious for.
Well, there are initiatives underway, within the agency now looking at Windows 7 and the conversion. It's a little bit outside of my area of expertise here, and I'm not well versed
sure.
in it to address it here.
But chances are, if someone buys a new machine, it's going to have Windows 7, so maybe that'll just happen by default.
Well, and there's also looking at, I know there's initiatives within the CIO community looking at, the implementation of Windows 7, but again, it's a little bit outside of my area within the procurement, so I'm not real comfortable, addressing that right now.
Anyway, so you're happy with how it came out, and you think this is going to move on pretty quickly once it's underway?
I think so, and we're very pleased with the award of it and the overall procurement activity and the support we received across the agency, and it truly is an agency program, and it was supported by individuals at all the NASA field centers across NASA, and I believe it's going to serve us well in the future.
And when does it open for business?
It begins on the 3rd of January.